ايه ده؟
Hey, how are you? Oh my god, you sound so nice. Wow. I mean, we've spoken on the phone before, but I don't really remember because it was like well over a year ago. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Are you okay? How are you feeling?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm tired. I'm cold, actually, because it's raining,
sorry.
Like, it's really bad out here, but, yeah, everything's good. Everything's okay. How was your day? Like, how was your week like?
My day, I didn't really do much. Stayed at home.
No, you don't go to work or anything? Or, like, internship or stuff?
No, my work is only Monday to Wednesday.
Do you know how lucky you are? I literally go every day. And I'm so tired, like... I'm so tired, like, about everything. I'm beat of everything. So, what are we here to talk about? Please, hi, guys. I know we've been talking as if we're in a relationship, but please, allow. I'm here with my friend. Her name is Timmy. And, well, introduce yourself to me for the people that are listening.
Okay, my name is Timmy. What do I say? I'm 18. I don't know what to say.
I would say who you are, what you do and stuff, yeah. Like, if you don't do anything, say
okay. My name is Timmy. Okay, I'm in school. I study psychology and I'm also a writer. I draw and do a little bit of creative directing.
Yeah, I figured, actually. Cool. Oh, yeah, you're super creative. Anyway, speaking of weeks, since the week just actually ended today, I did have something crazy and interesting that happened to me. But it happened yesterday. And, well, yeah. If you know, you know, to be honest. But that's basically what is... Actually, no, forget even what happened yesterday. I was on my period last week, Friday. So, I was basically in hell. Like, for the whole
thing. Oh my god, same.
Like, I was not happy about anything. That was why I didn't record or do anything. Because I was just like, I am one with this bed. I just can't move. Like...
I got mine from Saturday to Wednesday. It was hell. Like, I feel like it's the worst cramps I've ever had.
Same. I don't know, but something is in the air. Something that is against
women. Good.
Like, something is actually in the air. And what did you do? Like, what did you do during your period? Like, it's a, I don't know. Would I say take care of the cramps? You actually went to work Monday through Wednesday. That's insane. I wouldn't go. I'll stay at home. I
work at the clinic, so like they get like free painkillers.
Oh, well, what did I do? I didn't go to work on Friday, and I watched Downtown. You know that MTV cartoon?
Yeah, Downtown. I love the cartoon.
Yeah, I was watching that, and like just taking painkillers over and over again. Like, you guys don't really understand the pain that really comes with the cramps until you're in the position. And is it just like, I just feel like we're not supposed to be giving cramps, like we're supposed to be rewarded because like we're escaping pregnancy, don't you think?
Do you understand? Like our bodies are punishing us for not getting pregnant.
Literally, I feel like we should get like a cake or something at the end of every month to say like congrats.
I feel like, I wish like you could like Bluetooth with your uterus and it'll just send you a text like, you're not pregnant, by the way.
Like, girl, like, or let's just have like a 30-minute thing every month, like, okay,
yeah, I've seen blood, I'm not pregnant, cool.
Yeah, like, okay, cool, let's just move on about our day. But those are the consequences of not getting pregnant, which is very confusing. I don't understand. But do you guys know what happens if you do want to get pregnant? You have to have what? Sex. Which is very interesting, because that is what we are actually talking about today. And I know that some of you have seen the topic and you are so excited and you are coming to run to the episode because you want to hear all about me and Timmy's sex life. No. That's not what we are here for. We are here for something more serious and more engaging. Would I say engaging than that?
Yeah, I think that's the right word.
Yeah, engaging, right? Yeah, thank you. Thank you, my God. So I want to ask you, before I go into my own definition, what do you think sex is? Like, if someone asks you on the street, like if you were in one of those TikTok interviews and somebody asks you, oh, what is sex? What would you say?
Sex is when a man and a woman love each other and they get married.
What'd you say?
And they get married and they lie in a marriage bed.
I need you to be serious with me, please.
Okay. It's that's actually crazy because I actually don't know how to define it. It's
funny enough, you see it and you're like, oh, like we know what it is, but like sit down and write a definition. You don't know actually how to define it.
Yeah. It's so weird because it can be, especially if you're not straight, like completely.
Yeah, like, exactly.
You can't really say like, it's.
Yeah, it's not exactly penetration. They're just like, okay, well, two people doing things
with their genitals. And it can be more than two people. You asked me definition of sex.
Okay. Timmy, what is sex?
Man. Like, it's actually, you can't really actually define it because it's so much, especially like now because I'm bi, it's like, I can't really say, oh, it's just, you know, penetration from a dick. Like, yeah. I guess sex is two people, or sometimes more than two people, like just messing around with their genitals, like
rubbing their genitals together.
Like just messing around with it, like
messing around with it. Oh my God! So well, I'm going to actually give you the dictionary definition before I go into my own subjective definition because I like to use a dictionary around here. So, according to Google, having sex typically refers to engaging in sexual intercourse with another person or people. It involves various physical and intimate actions that can lead to sexual pleasure and, in many cases, reproduction. God.
Huh.
It can include a range of activities such as kissing, touching, oral sex, and penetration, depending on individual preferences and consent between the involved parties. So, that's what Google says sex is. I think sex is when, like, I don't know, two or more people are just doing things that they can't do outside.
That's actually a good definition.
Basically, because doing things they can't do outside. If I don't know, whenever I hear stories of like people having sex or doing all that in like public places, I'm just like, I don't know. Are you not afraid?
To get caught.
To like,
it adds to the excitement.
And literally happen because in my school there's like a forest type of place and apparently people are going in there to do things. And I'm like, are you not afraid of snakes or scorpions?
That's actually kind of caught, like, nature.
God. I just let you have that silence because I feel like you just need to think about what you just said.
No, but if you think about it, like, what with nature, like, it's kind of romantic also.
Oh my god, no, please. Let's be one in a bedroom or like in an indoor, in indoor places or something, not in the grass. Like, I'm afraid of creepy crawlies. I don't. I am. So, our main topic of discussion, or our main arrow points, is the stigma of sex in this country. Why are the African aunties, I would say the African uncles, because the African uncles are the ones that are raping people. So I'm just going to leave them out of it. But not all of them, sharp, but you know, the ones that do. But why are the African aunties like so, they see sex as something to hide. Do you understand? Like,
yeah,
they see it as a thing of, we're not supposed to be talking about this, or it's not supposed to be so out there, which is why I think they don't like some of, like, they don't like our generation, because that they feel like, oh, we are too out there. The things mm-hmm. that are supposed to be private, quote unquote, are being brought to light, which is very odd, because most of them have children and they had sex to have children. So you are doing the same thing too. So why are you hiding? I don't know. What do you think?
I think mainly when I see stigma of sex from many older people, it's usually about the waiting till marriage thing.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, if you don't wait to marriage, it's a sin, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And that's usually targeted mainly to girls. Like, they're always on our dicks. Like, they really, like, are this way to their sons and their nephews. It's always to, like, the girls, like, oh, close your legs. But it's like, they don't have the same energy for the boys. And that's what irritates me.
Yeah.
It's like, you're not seen as pure mm-hmm. or, yeah, whatever. But it's like, it doesn't make sense for them to have this energy with the boys, because these boys are doing it with girls also. So it's like, I don't know. They're just a confused bunch, really.
Like, they truly are. And I don't think I have any friend whose parents is like really open with them, like having sex and doing all of that and stuff. But to those of you that have parents like that, you are actually blessed, truly. Because imagine, like, because I don't know about you, but my mom didn't talk to me about all of that. Like, my parents never spoke to me
about it. Me too. My parents never spoke to me about it at all.
They just said, like, when I was going to high school for the first time, they were just like, remember the house you came from. That's literally all they said.
Yeah, that's what they always say, like, wow, like, it's just so weird. Like, why can't you
tell me, like, what's happening? Like, I don't know what's happening. It was up until I got to, I think, year 8, I truly found out how people were actually having sex. I didn't know. And I found out through means that I'm not supposed to find out. I can't go into that story now. But you understand, like, so, why is it a thing? Like, I want to know. I feel like one day I'm going to ask my mom this, like, why didn't you tell me about this? Why didn't you educate me about it? Because,
like, I understand.
Yeah, keep talking.
It can be, like, awkward talking about this with your kid, but you have to, like, especially if you're a mother, and you have to talk about this thing with your daughter, because it's, like, important.
Truly, because, I don't know, like, it's just important for her to know what to do, what not to do, and if she feels iffy about it and weird about it. Because you know that there are some people that they just do it because they think that's what they're supposed to do, but they're not actually having fun. They're just doing it because, oh, that's what everybody said that you're supposed to do. But if you actually had someone to talk to, right,
mm-hmm.
you will know that, okay, if you're not interested in this, then it's okay for you not to be interested in it. You don't have to do it because everybody else is doing it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think, like, to do most of the pressure to have sex, I feel like it's not even just from, like, you know, friends doing it, it's from the people who are trying to have sex with you, mainly the guys.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, And also, like,
yeah,
I feel like the reason that some parents don't talk to their kids about sex is because they feel like, well, this is the girls anyways, because they feel like, well, you don't have to worry about that, like, forget about it, like, it's not going to happen to marriage, blah, 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 blah. I feel like that's the kind of mentality they have, so they don't bother.
Yeah, that's actually okay. That's another approach that I never really thought about.
Yeah,
because what I mean, things happen. No, you know, you're not following your children to uni, so you don't know what they're really doing in their spare time. Like, no matter how much you want to know, you truly can't know if they don't tell you everything. So, I feel like it's actually just looking important, like, just have the conversation and like. Try not to feel weird about it, because sex is kind of natural, like, if you think about it. Like, you have to have sex if you want children. Or even though you don't want children, like, for just the thing, like, itself. I mean, you can do that. Or if you don't have, if you don't even have sex with, like, someone else, you can do it by yourself. No, I'm not joking.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So, yeah, so we move into that, and we move into you know, the way that, like, speaking based on what I just said, like what we just said, Vanna, about doing things because maybe the person you're having sex with, like, just expects you to do them, or they're just like, oh, this is what you're supposed to do and stuff. Like, talking about your expectations and what now actually happened. So maybe you're like, you're going to have sex for the first time, and you're thinking, oh, yeah, this is how it's supposed to go like this, when it's probably not going to go the way you are thinking it's going to go, like, like, it's not, I don't know, for the 1% of the 1% that are lucky and, like, got to have it in this very magical way, then okay. So what do you think are, like, expectations, like, from people? Like, what are the things that you've heard or you've come across or you've read or stuff?
I feel like expectations, like, well, I can't really, like, speak on the guy's perspective, but as a girl, there's, like, expectations to be a certain way.
Yeah.
Like, do certain things, have, like, expectations, like, there's some certain things they just expect you to do, like, and, like, you hear guys saying stuff like, oh, she wasn't wet, blah, 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 without even knowing that, oh, like, she wasn't wet because you didn't allow her.
Because a lot of
guys don't really understand how the female body works, and they just act like fools with what they say and the expectations they have. But some guys will say stuff like, oh, they don't eat pussy. But, like, you don't expect a girl to suck that dick. Like, how's that fair? Like, what do you even mean? Like, are you afraid of it? Are it bites you.
Are you afraid? Thank you. Are you afraid of it? It's not a living thing. Like it's fine. You are fine. And the what's the word? I have it in my mind. I just don't remember, like, the word. I know the meaning. The entitlement that they have. Like, they just remove their shoulder and they're like, uh-uh. just like that. Just like that. So, it's just, there's no, like, okay, just talking based off, there's no setting way you're supposed to look. You're not supposed to look like a princess or an angel, or for men, or for male presenting people, you're not supposed to look like, oh yes, oh, you're the strongest man in the world. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
You are good. Things are going to happen. Things that are out of your control are going to happen, because, I mean, the body has a mind of its own, and it will do what it wants to do, even though you don't want it to do that. So, you can make this weird ass face, make these weird ass noises. And in your mind, like, your right mind, you know you never make a noise or a sound like that. But your body is doing what
you want. Yeah, everybody just does it. So weird.
And, like, there's nothing that you can do about it. So I think the best thing for you to do is just let it happen. because as much as we don't want to even admit it to ourselves, sex is actually very awkward.
It can be awkward. I was even about to say this. Like, yeah. I feel like, man, casual sex is so ass. Like, you should be having sex with people. Like, even if you guys aren't in a relationship, like, at least someone you have a good friendship with. Because it's like, yes. Why are you having sex with someone that doesn't give a fuck about you or say, like, negative things to you? Like, for example, now, back to the expectations things. Like, lots of guys will say, like, comments on your body hair. Like, because me, personally, I have a bush, so yeah. If I get with someone and he makes or that person makes like a negative comment about it, I'm not going to see you again. Like,
yeah,
so
like
sorry.
We're wrapping up, like that's the end.
Yeah, like I'm not going to see you again. So like that's like really important. Like having sex with like-minded people and people you are close
or
with,
people that you are just like comfortable with. Like you can't just be doing anything with anybody that you don't feel, I mean, unless it's out of your control, because you know some men are actually crazy, also women too are also crazy. Yeah. So there are just sometimes that things will just happen and I'm just like, oh wow, okay. But if you're like in control of the situation, I personally think that you should just be with somebody that's, even though you don't see a romantic relationship with, somebody that you are at least comfortable with being around. Like you're okay mm-hmm. being around them, and you know that okay, whatever happens, this person is like is not going to say anything like, messed up or act this a certain type of way to make
yeah,
it
like,
type of way.
Like the person at least cares about you.
Yeah, like I don't know, like you know, some people really have sex with people that hate them, that despise them.
Wait,
they don't even. At first, like first glance, you see them and you're like, oh, okay, this person is actually normal. And then they start saying some things and acting some way, and you're just like, no, you truly hate me. Because if you even had an ounce of respect for me as a human being, not even as somebody that you are sleeping with, as just a person, you wouldn't say these things to me or do these things to me. Like,
literally. Because guys. Especially with guys, like,
yeah,
they will sleep with a girl and I start touching that girl to their friends and I'll be letting... I've witnessed it, not really my male friends, but just males I've been around. They're talking about a girl. They'll be allowing their male friends to say a certain thing about a girl that they're with or something or whatever. And it just confuses me, like... I have to scratch my head. Like, why are you having to someone you don't like? Like,
what the fuck?
Like,
no, it's really something to think about. Cause I mean, I've heard some stories too, and they're like, oh, that maybe they wanted to do stuff with a woman, and they didn't like what happened. I mean, they didn't like what they saw. But I'm like, but you still went ahead with it. So
I feel like it was.
I don't know, if you're uncomfortable, why didn't you just say, oh, like, I don't want to do this anymore? Like, nobody's forced you to be there.
Like, I feel like a lot of men don't have self-respect. Like,
also don't have self-esteem, deeply insecure.
That's so insecure sometimes. It's deeply like, insecure. I feel like, yeah, girls are insecure too, but the way we show it is quite different. Like,
yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying. So, I don't know, like, have safe sex, yeah, with people that you are. It's going to be messy. Like,
emphasis on that safe sex.
Yeah. It's going to be messy. It's going to be messy. Like, everything is going to be messed up. Your body will be messed up. Your pH
will
be messed up. Your emotions. Your...
I feel like...
Everything will just be messed up. So, be prepared for that.
Literally. I was going to say, like, when you're having... Okay, this is, like, outside a relationship situation. Like,
yeah.
If you're in a situationship or divisionship or whatever.
Or a sneaky link or whatever.
And you know that person is most likely sleeping with other people. You should really discuss it because STDs are real. And if you're having raw sex with that person, you need to know you're having raw sex with other people too. Because, yeah, I feel like that's a really important discussion with people you sleep with.
Oh, my God. I was with someone and he asked me the funniest question. Like, it wasn't even really funny, but the way he asked it, I was actually just like, this is very new. Like, I've never heard this before. He asked me, are you ovulating?
Oh, I love it. It's always so funny.
For like 10 seconds, I actually laughed. Because nobody had ever asked me that question before.
This actually happened to me recently. This actually happened, but it wasn't about ovulation. He asked me, he was like, because he knew that like my period finished recently, so he was like, oh, so yeah, you're a safe week now. I was just like, I said at him like 5 minutes in silence, like, Jesus Christ, how the fuck do you know what that is?
I feel like they are getting more educated now, which is good. Like, it's good.
We thank God, sir.
Like, we thank God. He is good. He said, are you obvious? I was like, how do you know what you're talking about? And he said,
some guys don't even know what ovulation is.
That's insane.
I remember my ex, almost every single month, I had to explain to him what it was. And he'd still be confused. Like, are you fucking stupid? It's so easy.
Like, it's so, if you don't understand, go online. Go on.
Like, watch a YouTube video.
Be intentional about learning about it, please. Please. Anyway, the main point is just like, don't think too much about it. I feel like if you think a lot about it, like, it's not really going to be so much enjoyable. It's just going to be, oh, you are thinking about everything that's happening. So you might not even, you not be present, you not be in the moment. You're just thinking, oh, what if I don't look right? What if I sound too loud? Mm-hmm. What if I this, what if I that?
Yeah, that's why, like, if sex is making you feel so uncomfortable and stuff like that, you should probably just stop having sex, or you should, yeah, like, you just, or you're having sex with the wrong person.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to be something. Odd,
like, anytime, this is where now the topic of consent comes in.
Yes, I was thinking about doing this stuff.
Person might not even be doing anything remotely like bad. He might just be, or he or she might just be doing like the normal regular thing. But you're like, oh, I don't feel good. I don't want to do this. I don't feel okay. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You can actually say, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I'm not feeling this. No matter the point in the deal that you are in, like, no matter. Maybe the beginning, I'll be the middle, I'll be the end. It doesn't matter. If you are feeling odd, if you are feeling, I don't want to do this, like, if you're feeling this doesn't feel right, you can literally say, okay,
stop.
I don't want to do this anymore. Now, it's a different thing if the other person doesn't stop.
Or wait, can I just say something quickly?
What did you say? Yeah.
Can I just say, like, a lot of people, like, both boys and girls, I want them to understand what consent actually is. No, like, don't. Even the topic of, like, rape, also people don't really understand. Like, I've seen sometimes when, like, girls come out with their rape stories and people be like, that isn't rape. I feel like people always have this idea in their head that it's some kind of violent crime scene and this happens, yeah, that like, happens.
Yeah, like, maybe then you're walking through and a man runs and he grabs you.
Yeah, that's what people think rape only is. Like, no, and they don't really understand that there's so many situations. Yeah, exactly. Like, a lot of them people don't really understand that, like, coercion, for example, like, coercion isn't really consent. Like, lots of girls have sex with their boyfriends or that whoever's coerced, they'll be saying, oh, if you don't, I'll break up with you, blah, blah, blah. Like, that isn't consent. You're coercing that person to have sex with you, and that isn't consent. And just examples like that, people don't really know, and lots of people are literally being, like, abused by their partners, and they don't really realize it. Like, they feel awful, but they can't really put it into words because they think it's consensual.
Yeah, because they think it's normal. That's the thing. Like, a situation happened to me like last month, and this person is like somebody that I'm actually friends with. Like, I was friends with for a while, and for like a good 2 days, I didn't know like if what happened to me was wrong or not. I didn't know how to feel about the situation. I was just like, okay. But I didn't feel good about it for sure. But I just didn't know how to put my emotions into words. And I spoke to my friends about, like, two of my friends about it. And both of them told me, Alpha, this isn't right. Like, what happened to you is not right.
Yes, sometimes you don't realize until you say it out loud.
You see, as I was even saying it, I didn't even know something was still wrong. It was them that were making me realize that what is happening is not normal. Like, what happened to me is not supposed to happen. And
sorry,
what? Sorry,
I said, sorry that happened to you.
Oh, thank you. I'm fine. I'm over it now. But, like, that's why I'm even able to talk about it. But, like, then I was so confused. And this is somebody I'm not even in a relationship with or in any form of romantic relation with. So imagine now if this person was my boyfriend. If he was, like, my partner or boyfriend or whatever. And then he's now like, oh, because of that, we are breaking up. Or, well, he will give me silent treatment. Or, like, and this is what's really happening to some women in relationships or some people in relationships. Whatever. Like, like, and they don't know if what's happening to them is normal or not. If at any point in the whole ordeal you feel like you are, is weird, you feel uncomfortable, you feel weird, like, is, you can just say stop. Like, just tell them to stop. If they don't stop, then okay, yeah, that's where the problem lies. But we all hope to find somebody that's that is caring enough. Because now, because this is the bare minimum, truly, but like now we are begging.
Back to that consent thing. Like, a lot of people think that just because you're in a relationship with a person, that person can, you know, can't, like, assault you or something. They think that, okay, because in a relationship, like sex is expected and should be given at any moment. Like, I saw, like, you know how people sometimes, I've seen some, like, tweets and some things like that saying, like, how when they're not in the mood to have sex with their boyfriends, they'll tell him that, oh, that they're on that period or something. And I'm like, you shouldn't be with someone
else. You have to lie to your boyfriend to,
like, you should be with, like, someone. You should be with someone that, like,
enough to tell, I don't want to do this, and they'll be like, okay, just, like, that's fine.
I'm not in the mood should suffice. You don't have to. Because there was one tweet I saw, like, she told her boyfriend that she was on her period, and he checked, like, and I was that mad that she was lying. And I'm like, you really shouldn't have to be in this kind of relationship with someone who can't just respect that. You're just not in the mood. Because sometimes you're just not in the mood.
Like, it happens. Like, there's actually a period where, like, for 3, 4, 5 days, you're just, like, chilling. You're just like, I'm good. Like, I'm okay. Like, I don't want to do any of that. Right?
But yeah, sometimes if you have, like, a bad day and you're feeling overstimulated and you're
you're just feeling weird and you're like, I don't want to lie down and sleep on it.
Sometimes you just don't even want to be touched, talk less of sex.
Yeah, you just want to be on your you just want to be on your own, right? So I truly, truly understand that. So what have we spoken about? Have fun. Honestly, doesn't have to be a serious thing. Doesn't have to be something that both of you be strong in your face. Like, no, truly, like, enjoy yourself, like, have fun. I mean, the super religious people tell you that you are sinning. The super religious people tell you you are sinning. Like, if you're going to sin, at least use the sin well now. Like,
sin well.
Don't waste the sin.
I sin safely,
thank you. Like, just
because,
even, yeah.
Because a lot of these are aunties and our moms and stuff, a lot of them, like were already pregnant before getting married and stuff like that. Like,
I don't know if they got married.
Yeah, they just got married because they were pregnant. So it's like, okay, you didn't get married a virgin, so why are you on my dick? Like,
well, to be honest, like, I don't even know. Like, their own generation is just filled with loads and loads and loads of trauma that they are not even ready to unpack because they don't think they have trauma. They think they are fine and they think they're okay. But they're not ready to talk about it. So maybe that's also one of the reasons why they don't talk about, like, sex to their children.
Because they're traumatized about the topic.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. That's so. Have you ever had an orgasm before?
Ah, I'm blushing. Well, you know me, I'm a virgin, so
what do you say?
Okay, I'm joking. Oh, yeah, I have, like, multiple, like, a lot, countless.
Thank God.
Literally, we thank God. Okay, how did it feel? Like, can you explain it with words?
I feel like it's one of those things that you can. The closest feeling it is probably being high, but even that high itself doesn't even like explain it.
Yeah, it doesn't like. It's not like, yeah, cause
it's like so it's much like, euphoria.
It lasts like a good 10 to 15 seconds.
Every time I had one that was like 2 minutes. Jesus Christ!
Wait, no, I don't believe you.
I swear to God, it was
possible.
Yes, it is. It was self-inflicted, though.
What'd you say?
It was self-inflicted.
Oh, okay, fair, actually, because I'm like, which man is doing that? But it's like, I mean, average time is like 10 to 15, maybe 20 seconds, if you're very lucky. But, yeah, it's like, it's like something exploded in your stomach in a good way. That's
yes, and it moves all around your body, all around
yeah,
like, every
single cell. Like, oh my God, what?
And then it reaches your head.
What is this? Oh wow, wow!
I remember like the first time someone made me.
Okay.
What is it?
You know, like.
Oh. Oh, like, I remember like, someone made me, like, all as well. I was just, like, I was, like, kind of, like, taken aback. Like, I felt, like vulnerable.
Like what
exposed.
Did you just do now?
Like, what did you just do? Don't be taking please, I beg. Like, it's too much.
Wow. I was shocked. I was like, what did you just do?
Like,
how did you do that?
Like, sitting on the edge of the bed, like, you need a cigarette.
Like, is it like what just happened?
No, but the first one I ever had was I did it by myself.
Oh, are you serious?
No. Yeah.
First one I ever had was a man that actually gave me, which was very shocking.
That's very shocking.
How much I hate men like now. No, I'm not joking. But wow. Well, yeah. It's good. I actually advise everyone who hasn't had one before, so please seek it.
Like, find it.
Like, find it. If you don't find it within a man or a woman, find it within yourself.
Try it, vibrator.
You don't even need a vibrator. All you need is your finger. That's
actually
all you
need. Cool as hell.
And data and Twitter, like, that's all you need. You're fine.
Maybe say Twitter.
Actually, no, I don't know any of these places like on Twitter, but you know what I know? I know that any sexy red posts on Twitter, there's always like a thread of porn.
Yeah, she tweets like a full stop.
Every single time. Even though she's talking about something serious, there's something there.
She be like, guys, my mom just died. I'm gonna be posting porn in her replies.
I'm not joking. So if you need some help, you can go down there. Just help yourself. You'll be fine. You'll be okay. I feel like this is the most open and vulnerable I've ever been like on an episode before. Because you know that somebody sent my pictures to my mom on my Twitter pictures of my mom to my mom on Twitter.
Yeah, I see those.
Yes, so I've been very, very careful of everything I've been doing for like the past 2 weeks because I'm afraid. What did you learn from today's episode?
We learned about...
No, you sound like you are actually in secondary school and I'm a teacher.
Yeah, I did that on purpose. We learned about sex is... Okay, we learned that sex is something between two or more people that causes sexual arousal. It involves... kissing and touching.
Is he for real?
And fooling around with your genitals.
Yeah. With two or more people, or you can even do it yourself.
Yeah.
Because I think like people just think that, oh, it's just when one thing enters another thing that is sex. No.
I have a friend that she says that all the people that she's had anal sex with, they are not part of her body count.
What?
Because she said anal sex is not sex. I mean, it's literally in the name. It is in the name. Like, what are you saying? Okay, energy, Sha. I understand. It's okay. But yeah. Thank you, Timmy, for being on this episode. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're so excited. Oh, calm down. So, as well, thank you guys for listening. I hope you actually enjoyed this episode. I know that some of you are really excited. I know I said this in the beginning, but some of you are still excited because you just want to... I don't know what it is, but you're just excited when you see things like this. But it's okay. It's fine. As long as you listen
to me. Don't mind them. Bye, children.
Thank you for listening. Thank you. And I will see you again next episode. Bye. Timmy, say bye.
Bye.